Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with Jacob Ayers. This is a short episode that will air every week in addition to our weekly guest interviews. Here we'll talk about a quick real estate investing topic and provide resources and actionable content for you to implement every week. As I mentioned last week, I want to give a shout out to a couple 5-star reviews from iTunes. Our first 5-star review comes from ChrisM003. Chris says, "Fantastic show right out of the gates. Can't wait to hear more on real estate investing and creating freedom through investments." Our next 5-star review comes from SteveSmith86. Steve says, "This podcast is exactly what I was looking for. Jacob is a fantastic host who really dives deep into educating the listeners on the benefits of creating wealth through real estate investing. Highly recommend." Thank you all for the great reviews, and I'm glad you're getting value out of the show. If you like what you've been hearing, please let me know by leaving a review. I would love to give you a shout out next week. Previously, we had the opportunity to discuss the power of partnerships with Joe Fairless. Joe is a great guy and really knows his stuff. He's been able to grow his business and has had tremendous success through his partnerships. If you missed the interview with Joe, I recommend you go back and listen to that episode in episode number 5 after this. This week's Friday Fundamental is why real estate? Many people ask, why real estate? Well, everyone has a unique answer, and here's mine. Real estate is a tangible asset, and to me, it's easily understood. I can wrap my head around rent, mortgages, insurance, repairs, etc. I can look at a property and ballpark estimate what it's worth and what it will rent for. I understand the transaction process, from renting to buying and selling. Real estate is a relatively simple subject. There are no complex schemes, trades, or transactions. It's upfront and widely understood, at least to some extent, by almost everyone. Real estate investing has always appealed to me for several reasons. First, you have direct control over the asset. If you want to increase the property value with renovations or upgrades, you have the ability to do that. In multifamily properties, if you want to force appreciation by increasing income or lowering expenses, you can. Next, the property value will never go to zero. While your property value may depreciate over time, you'll likely never see that property value be worth absolutely nothing. Next, your financial investment is secured by an asset. And while certain types of real estate, like commercial or retail, may not be in demand forever due to changing consumer trends, residential real estate will always be in demand. People might be able to do away with brick-and-mortar stores and order all of their products online, or work from home rather than going into an office, but at the end of the day, everyone needs a place to live. And lastly, the power of leverage. The true power of real estate lies in the debt that can be placed on real estate. By using other people's money, like a bank or private lender, you can put a small down payment on a property and then control it. Real estate investing provides multiple income streams. The most obvious one is rental income. The cash flow you see each month is the rental income minus your expenses. Your expenses include principal, interest, taxes, insurance, vacancy, and management. Next, appreciation of the property. Historically, property values have increased at 6%. And then you have the loan paydown. My favorite kind of debt is the debt that someone else pays for you. That's exactly what residential real estate debt is. The tenant pays the rent, and part of that goes towards paying down your principal. And next, the tax benefits. The tax benefits of real estate can prove to be the most valuable of the bunch. The IRS will allow you to depreciate your asset over time, regardless of the market value. This is a phantom deduction that is extremely valuable to real estate investors. We'll have an entire show or two dedicated to the tax advantages of real estate by someone much more knowledgeable than I am. And lastly, hedging against inflation. In an inflationary economy, locking in a long-term, low-interest loan will hedge against inflation. Think of it this way. Your $500 mortgage payment will be worth more today than it is next year. That is to say, a dollar today is more valuable than a dollar in the future. While inflation will erode the purchasing power of your dollar, it will not erode the value of your mortgage payment. The mortgage payment will remain the same. It's easy to see why so many people earn passive income from real estate investing. Now, just like every other investment, there are both advantages and disadvantages. I want to be clear on those disadvantages. Real estate is illiquid. That is, it's not easy to sell. It takes time to put up a property on the market, find a buyer, and close the deal. However, this illiquidity is also what makes real estate stable and keeps the price from fluctuating as much as other asset classes. Real estate can manage you if you're not careful. Yes, there are things that will require your attention, but if you have a property manager to take care of the day-to-day operations, these will be minimal. It can also take a lot of capital to get started with traditional financing. Traditional financing often requires a 20% down payment. This can hinder some people from getting started as soon as they want. However, there are a lot of different loan options out there, and traditional bank financing is just one of the many ways to finance a property. We'll get into creative financing strategies in a future episode dedicated to exploring those in more depth. As you can see, real estate has the ability to create massive amounts of wealth with the help of leverage, appreciation, principal paydown, tax deductions, and monthly cash flow. But beyond that, I'm much more interested in the lifestyle that real estate can provide. The wealth and passive income from real estate investing can allow you the freedom to live a life you want, and that's my ultimate goal. So get out there and start your real estate investing journey by learning and taking action. If you have already started taking action, great. If you haven't yet started, continue to learn and grow, and when the time is right, you'll be well prepared to take action. I hope you find the value in real estate investing. If you work diligently and study your trade, real estate investing can prove to be a valuable instrument to building wealth. That's it for this week's Friday Fundamentals. If you're getting value out of this show, please let me know by leaving a rating and review in iTunes. And please subscribe to the show to be notified of new episodes. We have some great guests lined up. I'm going to continue to give shout-outs to people who have reviewed the show, and I look forward to reading your reviews. As a thank you, I want to give you a gift. I would like to give you a free Audible trial with a free audiobook of your choice. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes. And also, please let me know what you think about this format. After all, I'm here to help you, and that's where I want the focus of the show to be. So please, if you have any questions or comments, or just want to drop me a line, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me at www.jacobayers.com or email me at info@jacobayers.com. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.